Well, I wouldn't call him that for anything in this world. If he wants to call himself that, it's all right. But I know that he is referred to it and has been referred to it. But he wouldn't like it either if he weren't mm-hmm. so successful. He calls himself that without really believing that he's that. You see. But I've heard the terms.
Any other terms for any special terms for Mexicans, people of Mexican descent?
Oh yeah, I've heard them call Spix, which of course was for speaking Spanish, and Mexes, and Tex-Mex was something we used to use a lot of, and greasers. Again, these were things that I never used, but mm-hmm. I've heard people talk about them. Usually the people who use most of those terrible nicknames are the people who are in an economic class nearer to them, or who consider mm-hmm. themselves, they're the Archie Bunkers. I just was never allowed to use those things.
Does Tex-Mex seem derogatory, or is that a fair
yes, way? In a way. For instance, if someone says, "Do you speak Spanish?" you say, "Oh, a little Tex-Mex," meaning I speak some words of Spanish, but sort of devoid of grammar,
mm-hmm.
uncontaminated by grammar, you know, that sort of thing, and perhaps in the same way that you would say Cockney for English or something
mm-hmm.
like that. Not necessarily bad, but not necessarily good either.
What about the term Chicano?
That's brand new. Chicano, this is something they've invented in the last 5 years. Never heard Chicano.
Mm-hmm. Does it seem derogatory to you, or does it seem
no, because
like
I think it's something they've made up to call themselves.
Mm-hmm. And say if you were at a party and you look at your watch and see that it's around 11:30 or so, you'd say, well, we'd better be getting home. It's, what, midnight?
Nearly midnight.
And if it's kind of icy outside, you'd say, well, that ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I
nearly fell. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever say I like to?
No.
Have you heard?
Oh, yes. All the time. But again, you're talking to someone who's been educated and you don't use that.
How have you heard people use that?
Oh, I like to have fallen. I like to have died, you know, I'm so
mm-hmm.
scared I like to have died, or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't anything that I would ordinarily say because it's just not within my ordinary speaking
mm-hmm.
patterns, but yes, you hear them all the time. But I don't always pick up these things. I hear them and I know what they are, but
mm-hmm.
I don't pick them up.
And say if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere, calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you say, I'll be with you
in a moment.
Okay.
Or in a minute.
Or
in just a minute.
Mm-hmm. And say, if I ask you, when are y'all going to Houston? You might say, well, right now we're what to go next week.
Right now?
As things stand now, we're.
Or as things stand now, which really isn't exactly what I'd say. We're planning to go next
uh-huh.
week would be.
Did you ever say we're aiming to go? We're
no.
fixing to go?
No. Occasionally I've said fixin', but it's almost always, again, like the same way I'd use ain't.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a speech pattern as hamming it up a little bit.
When you say,
but yes, I hear it all the time.
With fixin', do you get the impression that it's something immediate, or could it be a couple of weeks away?
Probably more immediate.
Mm-hmm.
I was just fixin' to do my hair or something like this, you know. It would be something that they're just preparing to do right now, just getting ready to.
Mm-hmm.
I think fixing would be in the term of just getting ready to.
And say if there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child's walking along the top of a fence and you expect them to fall off, then someone comes in and tells you he's fallen off. You say, well,
I knew it was going to happen.
And you say he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he was going to hit him. If you mean
he wasn't.
He pretended, you'd say he